Okay, parachutes ready.
Boy, the things I go through to get auto loan rates as low as 0.99% APR for 60 months on new vehicles with PenFed.
You are aware that you don't have to be a military member to save hundreds on your auto loan, aren't you? Anyone can join PenFed.
As someone terrified of heights, I probably should have looked into that.
Probably.
Drop me off at the shore.
PenFed Credit Union. Visit PenFed.org/autos or call 1-800-247-5626. Advertised rates available through the PenFed Car Buying Service. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
This is Mike Dettelier doing an episode of Floors Truly with Tina and Jeff.
Good evening, beautiful people, and happy Tuesday. This is Tina and Jeff with this week's episode of Floors Truly. Hey, Jeff, how are you this week? Happy Saintsgiving week.
Saintsgiving week, that is right. Of course, this year's a little different since we're not playing on Thanksgiving, but...
No, but it's still Thanksgiving week.
That's right. That's true. We do have a lot to be grateful for. So
oh, yes, indeed, we do.
I think that's good, you know, so I'm looking forward to it. I'm getting hungry and it's only Tuesday.
Yes, but our turkey is sitting in the refrigerator defrosting as we speak. So
that's correct.
We picked up our bird yesterday.
Yeah, all right.
Or should I say roasted falcon?
That's yeah, exactly. You have to make sure you use the proper terminology on this show. You know?
Yes, yes. Oh, that game. Wow, that game.
Let's talk about it. Sunday was another, you know, there was so much uncertainty and there were so many people that were questioning Sean Payton's statement, you know, earlier in the week about, you know, we'll let you know who's starting when we get to it. And then we hear that Taysom Hill is going to start. And there was a lot of back and forth. And of course, I had my feelings about it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, part of what people thought was that Payton would do some type of hybrid, or maybe it's a bait and switch or whatever else. It was the most straightforward game at quarterback we've had in several years. We had one guy behind center making all the difference, and boy, what a difference it was.
Yes, Taysom had the start. He had a really good game. I was very impressed. There was one little issue, and we know what that is, was his fumble. But I mean, overall, he did really well. I mean, he rushed for 2 touchdowns. His passer rating was 108.9. Got to get a dig in here. Tom Brady last night, 62.5. So
yeah, he's Taysom, killing it right now.
Yeah, Taysom had a great game. He threw for 233 yards, and I mean, the defense was phenomenal.
Yeah, I don't even want to talk about Taysom Hill. We know Taysom's a baller, but that defense ranked 4th in the league and only getting better as the weeks progress. I cannot tell you how excited I am about that, and watching them develop, watching them become cohesive. And you talk about a shutdown defense. This is a shutdown defense right now.
And they were missing cornerback Marshawn Lattimore.
Right, you're doing it without him. But so, look at the difference that Quan Alexander is bringing.
Oh my goodness. And basically, we got him for free because the 49ers released Alonzo. So, and who basically, you know, we traded with them. We basically got him free. I mean, that is just like the difference he's made in 2 weeks. He has come in and just been that missing puzzle piece. When Marshawn gets, and hopefully, I don't know the status, because we won't get the injury report until tomorrow. And then again, we probably still won't know anything. It'll slide on. But depending on what happens, I mean, with Marshawn coming back, I mean, our defense was incredible. Eight sacks. Granted, now I know it's the Falcons, so, and they haven't been playing really well, but still, I mean, that's got to be a huge booster for our defense, and to see them coming together and erasing a lot of those stupid, you know, dumb penalties that we were talking about in the beginning of the season. They're really just coming together, and again, missing, you know, one of our star players at cornerback. So right. I was really impressed with how they came together, and it was just I don't want to say a complete game, because there were some mistakes that were made, but and our score wasn't, you know, we didn't put up 45 points, but I mean, sometimes these are the type of games that you get over that hurdle, and you're just like, you look at it and you go, man, something's clicking here on all cylinders.
Well, this is the time that you've got to get that confidence, because your schedule is going to get harder as we get past the next couple of weeks. And not that the Broncos are an easy win. That's not an easy game. But as you look down at that Chiefs game on the schedule, this is the time where you really build your confidence and you go in ready to make a statement in that yes. game. And that is the position you're in right now.
You mentioned the Chiefs. Okay.
So the Saints are now 8-2. We're sitting on top of the NFC South. We're the number one seed in the NFC right now. Next week, Tom Brady and the Bucks take on the Chiefs. So if they lose that game, then that puts us another game ahead of them, depending on what, and I'm going to say, I think we will beat Denver. We're going in Denver and playing. We're on the road actually 2 weeks in a row, but I think we'll win this game against the Broncos. So, I mean, that's going to put us another game ahead of them, depending on what happens because the Packers lost, and that was kind of unexpected. I actually thought they were going to win that game and they didn't. And I'm not complaining at all because that helps us because we all know at the beginning of the season, we lost to the Raiders and we lost to the Packers. Right. So the fact that they lost, you know, if we wind up in it, you know, going head to head and same record, obviously they have the tiebreaker with us, but.
Well, you know, four of your last six are on the road. You've got two yes. home games left and both of those against quality teams, even though the Vikings lost this weekend to the Cowboys, that's still a dangerous football yes. team and a team that we know all too well can give us fits. So we've got to be very careful.
This is the part of the schedule that I really was so angry about and complained about when it came out, because I hated the fact that we were going to be on the road 3 weeks in a row. And I felt like, you know, that's completely unfair, but I mean, I don't make the schedule and it is what it is.
I thought you did.
It is what it is. But yeah, we've got three tough games on the road and then turn around and come home for an afternoon game, which is going to be nationally televised against the Chiefs. And we don't know still the status of Drew Brees and what's going to happen. Like, I mean, we talked about his injury last week and some, I say new development, it's kind of old now. He has 11 broke ribs. 11 broke ribs.
11 broken ribs, yeah.
And for initially they said, you know, it was like 4 or 5. And it kind of found out 11 broke ribs. He's doing well. He's rehabbing, but we don't know the status of where he's going to be. They're saying 4 to 5 weeks. I mean, it could be less. It could be longer. I mean, you know, it's Drew. I mean, he's not human. And we know he's itching to get back on the field. As proud as he was of Taysom this weekend and the things that he was saying after the game, I know he's itching to get back out there. This is his team and he wants to you know, take control again. So we don't know when he's going to be back. So let's just say at the earliest, you know, which would be that Kansas City game. I mean, that's going to be a tough game.
All of those ribs did not break last week.
Okay? No. They said, I think he said he broke a couple of them against the Bucks, and then the other ones broke on.
Right. This has been a progressive thing. And we know that Drew Brees is going to work on getting back out there, because not only is this his team, but this is his year. This is what he wanted. He wanted that showdown with Tom Brady in the division. He wanted that opportunity to go to another Super Bowl and win another Super Bowl. I think that Drew is doing his best to try to stay patient, but we know that he is not a patient person. No. So we know that he's going to be itching to come back. And I think we're in good hands right now. Taysom Hill looked good. I think that Jameis Winston is still a solid backup. And, you know, you've got options there. You've got some depth. You're not as injured as so many of the other teams in the league. And so you've just got to kind of keep filling those pieces in. And Taysom Hill is really making his audition to be a full-time yes. starter.
And Sean had a really good game plan. And I could tell you, if you listen to the post-game press conference, he didn't want to answer questions. He went into it. He said, look, after the first and second question, he said, look, I'm not answering any more questions. Let's talk about the defense.
Yeah, and he didn't want to talk about Taysom Hill. He wanted to talk about the defense.
And if you read all the blogs and you read on social media, this was not an easy decision for him to make. He said that because he was really torn about what to do. He made his decision. He stuck with it. And it, you know, Taysom had a great game. We hope that he continues to play well. I still would like to see what Jameis can do. But again, we're fans. We're not coaches. This is why we don't make the big bucks. It's Sean Payton's team. He's the coach. We trust in him and his decision. And, you know, I was very happy. I was very, very happy. And I look forward to seeing, you know, the defense continue to get stronger. And the main thing is us just getting healthy. Michael Thomas had a great game. He's definitely back. Alvin Kamara was on injury report. He's got a little foot injury. He looked good. So I just every week, just stay healthy, stay healthy. This is that stretch. And I read this morning, they said we have to win four out of the six games, remaining six games to win the division. Now that all just depends on status quo, depending on what happens with the Buccaneers. But as it stands right now, four out of six, and we're NFC South champions again. So I just want us to stay healthy, keep winning, you know, Drew, take your time. Get right, make that, you know, to go into that stretch. We have a chance this year, and we have a chance every year. But I mean, this team, it took a couple of weeks. They were a little slow, a little rusty. That's what I kept saying. I remember at the beginning of the season, I'm like, yeah, they're very rusty, no preseason. But I mean, we're clicking now. And, you know, and you just have to stay healthy. If there's
a time to become dominant, it's now.
Yes, it is now. So, and this is going to be the, like you said, you can't throw the Eagles to the side at all. I mean, when you start taking teams and, you know, just overlooking them and looking to the next week, that's when they get you. It happened to us last year with the Falcons. I say this every single year. Yes, we have a great team on paper. It's what you do on the field. It's mental. It's physical. Stay healthy. Don't overlook anybody. All those mistakes that we've made in the past, last year, the season before that, ate the cheese, you know, all the analogies everybody talks about. I think that we have learned from them. And I think at this point, and I hope that I'm right saying this 5 weeks from now, is that we're going to look back and say, you know what, all those mistakes and the dumb little, you know, cheesy, cutesy things that the team did, and you just everything just comes together, and you start learning from where you made those errors and not make them, you know, don't overlook these teams, you know, stay healthy. Don't try to, like, you know, do these Sean Payton came out with the money bag. Remember last year, hey, you know, if you want the money, win the game type of thing. I know it's motivational for him, but I mean, they are serious. You're seeing that though. You're not seeing, you know, outside of the locker room celebrations. And I don't have a problem with that. I mean, that's every team does that.
Right.
But I mean, outside of that, this team is serious. They know, just like we all know, the window is closing for us with Drew. He deserves a second ring. He doesn't get the respect from the national media like he should, because he doesn't have a second ring, and this is it. This is his chance. And yeah, it's gonna suck to say, okay, looking back, yeah, I didn't play a couple of games, but I mean, hey, that happened to Peyton Manning in his career. He was hurt. So I mean, and he didn't play his whole season, but it doesn't matter what you do when you're in the postseason. All bets are off. Everybody's at zero, and the main goal is to end up in Tampa with that Lombardi Trophy in February.
Right, that's the whole goal. I don't think the Saints. I don't think there is a member of the Saints. I don't think there's anyone in the organization who is comfortable with another trip to the playoffs. This team has to be able to get to a Super Bowl. And I think that's the minimum. I think that's the minimum that is acceptable. And I think that's the minimum that's acceptable to the team themselves. So
yeah, no excuses. And like you said all the time, the motto of 2020 is roll with the punches. You know, Michael Thomas got hurt. Kamara got hurt. Now Drew is hurt. Just Lattimore is hurt. Roll with the punches. Let's go. Let's stay serious, stay focused. And we want to wind up in Tampa. I mean, that's the main goal. Get that trophy, get that ring, and, you know, we can finally put that nail in a coffin of every single issue that we've had and the hiccups over the last couple of seasons. It sucks we came so close. One of them was not our fault. I mean, we all know about the Nola no call, but I mean, Minnesota had our number two different seasons, two different games in the postseason. They don't look like a threat this year. So just get it done. Just keep rolling. Keep on rolling.
Keep on doing it. And I tell you what, I've got confidence. I think a lot of people have a lot of confidence after what we saw on Sunday, and they just got to keep the ball rolling.
Without a doubt.
And the good news is LSU was able to get back on the field this weekend. And of course they got a win against Arkansas that, you know, there was some skepticism if the game would even be played.
Yes.
They weren't sure they were going to be in this COVID protocol again, and they were able to take the field and get a much needed victory on Saturday. Tulane had a heartbreaking game on Friday. I don't know if you got a chance to see that. They took the – actually, I think that was Thursday Tulane played. And Tulane was playing against Tulsa. They were going for an opportunity to beat two ranked teams in a row. And in overtime, they lost. So it was heartbreaking for Tulane, but they're still having a good season. They have – they have not had to miss a game due to any kind of COVID. So they've played 10 games already, which is unbelievable. When you look at some teams have played 2 and 3, it's such an odd college football season.
And you're getting at the point now where you're trying to, it's moving parts to where you can reschedule games. I mean, we still with the Alabama game. And then, so if they would have had to reschedule this week, I mean, it would have just been
a cancellation.
Yeah. You really just don't have places to move these games because the season's only for so long. So,
and an LSU Arkansas game isn't going to have any bearing on the college football playoff. It's not going to have any bearing on the SEC championship, but the Florida games and the Alabama game both have significance in the national picture. So they are going to work hard to reschedule those games. LSU Arkansas or LSU Ole Miss, those games aren't going to matter. So if one of those had to get canceled, you would not see anything come of that.
And speaking of LSU, our favorite LSU quarterback who went on to the NFL, Joe Burrow, had a horrific injury this past weekend. He tore his MCL and ACL. He's having surgery. He's going to start rehab immediately. Tweeted after the game, said, y'all are not going to get rid of me this fast. I'll see y'all next season. But absolutely heartbreaking. And, you know, we talk about it a lot on social media. I'm not the only one who says this, that they need to get some offensive line help for him because, I mean, he was just getting slaughtered all season. I mean, he was having a great season, but I mean, also too, I think he was like tied for the most sacks for a rookie. And I mean, it's just, they've got to get him some help. I mean, he's not going to last in Cincinnati long if they don't. I mean, you hate to see it for any player, but I mean, he has a great NFL career ahead of him. But I mean, to have this kind of devastating injury, literally halfway through his rookie season, I mean, they've got to do something.
Well, and the fans in Cincinnati are fed up. They finally get some hope with Joe Burrow, who has had an outstanding season as a rookie, who was having an outstanding game once again on Sunday. And here's an offensive line that can't protect him. Here's a scheme that's really not doing much to protect him and the style of play that he is the capable of and that he's executing. So I think that there are so many problems there. The fans are once again fed up. It is really heartbreaking to see it. And Joe Burrow is a tough guy.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, I was listening to our friend Mike Dettillier the other day who said, you know, this is a full year recovery. And I as much as I don't want to agree with him, I have to. But if there's one guy who, you know, we think can come back from that severe an injury and be ready to start next season, I think Joe Burrow is that guy.
I agree. You don't want to see it happen to anybody. That is tough though. That is really tough. I mean, if you follow, like I said, the games, and we don't get to always watch the entire games because depending on how the Saints playing and the market we're in, but I mean, what I've been able to watch when I can watch and I see the highlights of it. I mean, he's a good kid on and off the field. He's got talent. I mean, he's not one of those ones that people talk about, oh, can he adjust to the NFL? No, his numbers were great. To get that kind of injury. I said it like, I think it was like week 2. I said, they're going to get him killed. They've got to get some help. There's zero excuse. And I don't blame the fans. I don't. Because, I mean, they've put up with a lot with this franchise. And like you said, they finally got a, you know, franchise quarterback that can actually, you know, lead them down a path. If, and that's a big if, they get him the right weapons. And he needs an O-line. He needs some people to protect him. Because, I mean, you could be as good as you can. But, I mean, Drew Brees, you know, when we've had in the past, our offensive line was hurt and you saw Drew's numbers go down. I mean, and that's somebody that's got vision, you know, and knowledge beyond his years. And Joe's a rookie and he's very talented, but man, you know, Cincinnati, y'all gotta do better.
Yeah, they've really got to do better.
Focus on your draft. You know where you need to go. I mean, because I'm telling you what, I don't know Joe. I don't know his family, his agent. I'll tell you this, if that was my child and I was his mom, I wouldn't want him playing there if he's going to keep getting hurt like this every single year. There's no excuse for it. Get him some help. Get him somebody, you know, get some people in there, you know, that know what they're doing, that can scout and start drafting players. You don't need a quarterback anymore, so you don't need to waste your draft picks on that.
That's exactly true. And I hope that they do get him that way, that help that he needs. And, I feel for Cincinnati. They're a team I want to see be successful. It's a great fan base. They're as loyal as we know how that feels more than anybody. They're very loyal. They love that team. They've been, Cincinnati and Cleveland have both been through a lot. Those Ohio teams have been through a lot up there, and we know how they feel. And I hope that we see them really start to turn the corner and start a long-term relationship with Joe Burrow and with winning over the course of the next couple of seasons. My fingers are crossed.
Yes. Yeah.
So I have to let you know about some basketball news.
Yes. I tweeted about it earlier. We had some money.
We have got all kinds of stuff going on with our New Orleans Pelicans. Last week, we talked about the fact that Jrue Holiday was shipped off, and we're going to miss him tremendously. But there is some talent that's coming into this team right now. The most recent news is, of course, today, Brandon Ingram, who was fantastic last year, who really became a leader on the court, did a great job. He signs a max extension. It'll keep him in New Orleans for the next five years. That is a very exciting thing for the New Orleans Pelicans because it gives you that stability that you need. You've got Zion, who's really coming right out of his rookie year. He's going to be ready to prove himself. And then you go out and acquire Steven Adams. And Steven Adams is considered the toughest man in the NBA. The guy is solid. He is quick. He's defensive-minded. And he is not afraid of anything. You know, we
ever wanted to break out of your cubicle and into a business where you can call the shots? You Break Guy Fix is looking for passionate self-starters interested in a franchise opportunity in the booming electronics repair industry. At You Break Guy Fix, we help reconnect people to the devices that they rely on so that they can get back to what matters most. This is a big responsibility, and from the moment you join our family, our franchisees are provided with the resources and support to bring affordable and convenient electronics repair to your community. Did we mention that with amazing partners like Samsung and Google, You Break I Fix franchisees also have access to the highest quality parts and personalized training out there, as well as specialized tools? It's true. And it's also easy to visit youbreakifix.com/franchising and learn more about your big break at your very own You Break I Fix.
Watch the NBA a lot, and people will complain about, oh, the NBA's gotten soft. The NBA's gotten, you know, everybody. Steven Adams is not that guy. He's the guy that will absolutely go toe-to-toe with anyone in the league. And that was a piece that I think the Pelicans really needed, was somebody to play that center role and do really well. So you've got a team really shaping up now that's going to be taking the court. And practice starts in just a couple of days here. They're going to be rolling in practice. The season starts on Christmas. So this is going to be a quick transition into the NBA season. The Pelicans are really starting to fall into place, and I am excited to see what product is on the court.
It's going to be weird having basketball and football simultaneous, like literally, because there's so much hype with the Pelicans now and where they're going. And we talked about it, I think it was last week, about them building around Zion. So, I mean, this is going to be kind of weird having, you know, we're like really in the heart of football season and, you know, with so much hype and so much enthusiasm with the Pelicans, it's going to be pretty neat to have that kind of, you know, going hand in hand.
Well, you know, it was funny because everybody thought they were just going to, you know, they were getting all these draft picks and the trades and whatnot. And they said, oh, well, they're just going to go ahead and start trying to figure out how to, you know, rebuild. I don't really see a team that's rebuilding from scratch. I think that Stan Van Gundy plays a very specific type of offense, and he's building the players to run that. And we're talking about veteran players. Zion is a young guy that can be molded into the system. Lonzo Ball is a guy who is who I think we were all impressed with last season and is really probably going to be running the offense this year for the Pelicans. So I really look forward to that. And then you've got some young talent that's coming in via the draft that I think is going to be great. And of course you bring in Eric Bledsoe, who is another solid player in the NBA. So I think there's a lot of upside to the Pelicans right now.
And we
haven't even talked about Kira Lewis, who, if you watch him, if you watch any of his footage from Alabama, the kid is lightning fast. I mean, just a guy that will scoot past you and you have no idea what just happened. So there are so many positive pieces in place. Bring on Christmas, you know?
Yeah. And the thing is, you know, Miss Benson even came out and said this, and when they made a statement when Mickey Loomis was basically doing double duty, and then they said, you know, they're going to focus. She's dedicated to bringing a solid franchise, winning franchise here to New Orleans. And I mean, you know, a couple of years ago when the Pelicans went to the playoffs, I mean, I was at that last home game and they needed to win, and there was a lot of excitement, but it didn't have that same feel like being at the Saints games. And I kind of feel like, especially when they drafted Zion, that, you know, people are more interested in it now. And I feel like because now we actually have a general manager, and, you know, I know you were very adamant about Dell Demps and that whole situation and everything. So I feel like they're turning the tide as well. You know, I think there's a lot of positive things going on with the team, and it's going to be exciting. Like you said, bring on Christmas.
Right, bring on Christmas. Of course, before we get to Christmas, we have a holiday coming up in 2 days, Thanksgiving. What are your Thanksgiving plans, Tina?
Oh, we're not doing much, actually. We're just going to cook a turkey and some mashed potatoes, and I watch the Macy's Day Parade every year. And I do not partake in, and actually a lot of stores are closed this year, so I should have said used to. I used to not partake in the Black Friday Thanksgiving shopping, because I just feel like Thanksgiving's a holiday that you should be home with your family. So I'm really glad that's the one thing positive came out of COVID, is a lot of retailers are closed this year for Thanksgiving. So those staff members can stay home with their family, which I think they needed to. Black Friday, when I was growing up, was always on Friday. I mean, you got up early and you went shopping. It wasn't on Thanksgiving. And then, you know, a couple of years ago, it was just whatever happened, a store started opening, and then now it's like 3 o'clock, you know, in the afternoon, and Walmart and Target and the mall and the outlet malls are all open, you know, to very late. So, I mean, it just, to me, I feel like Thanksgiving needs to be a family day. So, I mean, we're social distancing from our families as well. Because we unfortunately, there was some news that broke that earlier today that Louisiana kind of rolled back to a modified phase 2, and the governor is stressing to everyone to please, please just do a very basic family Thanksgiving dinner because of the COVID number surging. So yeah, we're just going to cook our turkey. I always do. I do, you know, turkey breast and mashed potatoes and a vegetable. And I've got to have, there's two or three things I have to have that are traditions from when I grew up. I have to have my rolls. I need my bunny rolls. And also, obviously when I was younger, I couldn't drink. So my dad, being Italian, always had red wine at dinner, and I wasn't allowed to. So the Welch's sparkling cider wine, it's the, you know, fake wine, as we call it.
Welch's.
I have to have a bottle of that. That's, you know, even though I can drink now, that's like a thing for holidays. I pick up a bottle. I guess kind of like people picking up eggnog for Christmas, but yeah, I pick up a bottle of that and I have to have my rolls. It's just a thing I had from growing up. It's part of that tradition since my parents are not with me anymore, and I still do it. And I mean, you know, like I said, it's very simple, but I mean, in these times we need to do that. So yeah, I will be baking the turkey on Thanksgiving.
right. Well, that's, you know, it's going to be very difficult this year for families to get together, and mine included. We are really not doing much of anything. In fact, we're just going to kind of lounge around the house a little bit, and I'm going to spend the day playing catch up with work and with housework and things like that, and just be grateful to be seeing another holiday season. And
yes,
I think we're all very confident that next year we're going to get right back to doing what we do and celebrate
without it
twice as hard. So I think we're all looking forward to that.
And the cool thing is for you, you know, Black Friday shoppers, a lot of the retailers are doing the sales online and have started all week. So you don't need to go out and do the shopping. You don't need to go out and deal with the crowds and worry about that coveted gift that you want to get for somebody being sold out, because a lot of them are doing everything online this year. Or so, and the sales have already started. So that's the beauty of it. I mean, if there's something that you're in particular that you're definitely looking for, you have the opportunity to purchase it early. So you can partake in watching the Christmas movies, or if you know, like us, we're football fans, and the Saints aren't playing this Thanksgiving, but I mean, of course, I'm going to watch those. those games because that's just what you do. You eat your turkey, and then later on in the evening, you eat a turkey sandwich and you watch the ball games. That's, you know, what I did growing up, basically. My dad was huge with football, and it's just what we did. He taught me everything about the game, and that's where I learned to love it. So we used to watch the games on TV together in the afternoon after, you know, we had our turkey dinner. So I'll get up and watch the parade. That's a thing I've done, you know, as long as I can remember, and then yeah. I'll start cooking and, you know, watch the ball games, and it'd be a very low key, but very nice Thanksgiving. I just the type of person, I just like being home and, you know, being able to spend it with Dan, because, you know, those holidays, you don't get a lot of them. And like you said, this one's a little bit different this year. So, you know, we're going to make the best of it. And then, you know, we'll have beautiful weather, another cold front coming through. So really can't complain for people who want to do the outdoor frying of the turkey, if you're not baking them like we do.
Right, right. You just gotta, get your stuff together. And they talked about how small turkeys are really the big deal this year.
They're
almost impossible to find. The price of turkeys has dropped. It's very difficult. Some people are going to a Cornish hen. Some people are going to doing a chicken and just kind of dressing it up. I've always been a non-traditionalist. I love a Thanksgiving lasagna. You know, I'll have it with the traditional sides, but I'm not a big turkey guy, except I like fried turkey. I love a good fried
turkey. And
it's
funny that you say that, because that was us. Usually we do not cook a turkey on Thanksgiving. Usually we do either I'll cook gumbo, or I'll cook a ham, or we'll barbecue steaks. But this year we are doing the traditional baked turkey.
Well, you see, I will always bake a turkey, but I never eat it on Thanksgiving. I may have a piece or two, just pick at it, make sure it tastes okay. But that turkey gumbo, that is worth living for.
And there's something about that sandwich later on in the evening when you're watching the later game.
Yep.
And it's something about that cold turkey sandwich. That's really good.
That's true. And of course, you don't have to worry about all of the family arguments and everybody picking off of
and the huge mess
and the mess and the dish. Just relax, enjoy the day for a change. It's something I think a lot of people generally don't do on the holidays, is really take a little bit of a day off and reflect on whatever it is.
It is very stressful. I have to listen to my friends. I love y'all. You're listening right now, so don't think I'm criticizing, and I don't want to hear your drama stories, but I do every year. It's like they'll, you know, my friends, they'll call and just, they're so stressed out because they have huge families on their side and their husband's side, and they spend all this day cooking. And then by the time they're, you know, it's time to eat dinner, they're so exhausted that they can't really enjoy their meal. And then after everybody finishes eating, they got to spend 2 and 3 hours of cleaning up. Right. And they don't really get to partake in like the family visiting and bonding time, because I mean, they're cooking all day, because turkey dinner is not something you prepare in like 30 minutes.
No.
So it's just crazy that you're sitting there thinking you're, you know, you're host a house of in normal times of, you know, 10, 12, 15 people, and you're cooking this huge little turkey, and then, you know, it's over with. You eat literally in 15, 20 minutes, and then you've got to clean up. And every one of my friends that hosts these big dinners for Thanksgiving, they always complain about it. So this year, I think a lot of people are just enjoying just being able to actually partake and enjoy Thanksgiving.
And I'll tell you what, if you still don't have a plan for Thanksgiving, if you're still unsure, if you're still playing wait and see, don't. Here's a plan for you. There are restaurants in this city who are opening up on Thanksgiving strictly for takeout and delivery orders. Just do that. Take advantage of that. Support these businesses that really need it. Support the delivery drivers that are working on a holiday to do it. You can go on all the platforms, the Postmates and the waiters and all that type of stuff. You know, make those orders and just enjoy yourself. Take the stress out of the holiday. Take a year off and just enjoy it for what it is, and support the local restaurants and people that are out working to make sure that, you know, everybody can try to enjoy their Thanksgiving.
And here's another thing too. If you don't want to do that and you want to just support your local groceries, Rouse's is one of our favorite local grocers here. They're doing their Thanksgiving dinner. You can order cornbread stuffing. You can order the turkey. You can order the sweet potato casserole. There's all different things you can order, and you can just go pick it up and then pop it in your oven to heat it up. Or if you actually want to do like an actual traditional turkey dinner this year and you're not, it's not something you normally do, you can go online to their website and they have a holiday guide with all their recipes that they have. And I mean, some of them, you know, they're traditional ones, the stuffed melaton, some people do stuffed melaton, some people don't. But I mean, if you want to try something like that, I know it sounds a little complicated. People get scared about trying new stuff, but all the recipes are on their website. So it's just literally one-stop shop. You can look on there, see what you need, go pick them up at the grocery store and go home and make it. I know a lot of people that normally don't cook are cooking this year, but they're doing it, like you said, on a smaller scale. But you know, some people just don't want to do it. They want to take the year off because they finally can. So like Jeff just said, go out and support our local restaurants. Find out. You can go online. Pretty much all of them have their information either on Facebook or on their website. And you can order a dinner and pick out what you want. If you're not a turkey person, you want a ham, there's nothing wrong with that. Honey baked ham, out of this world.
Right, exactly. Keep it simple. I think that's really got to be the gist of it. But if you are going to cook, you know, shop local, support your local places, the Rouse's, your Dornack's, your Zapardo's, all of those places are absolutely there to help you. They'll a lot of places are doing kind of pre-prepared Thanksgiving meals, all ready to go. You go in, you order it, and you're done. Pick it up tomorrow. All you got to do on Thursday is just throw it in the oven and heat it up, and you're good to go.
And it's actually really affordable. I mean, I've seen them advertise them like under $60, which, I mean, that's not bad. You're going to spend that much. Because you know when you go to the grocery store, you're always going to wind up buying extra stuff anyway.
Right.
So, I mean, you can do dinner for four people for $60. That's not bad. And you're right about the turkeys, because I was looking for a very small Cajun turkey and could not find it. I had made one actually a couple weeks ago and they had tons of them. And so I didn't think to buy the second one. I said, oh, I've got time. And we had just stocked up a bunch of meat. Our little grocery store had a meat sale. So we stocked up a bunch of stuff. I said, you know, I'll just wait. I'll get when it gets closer to Thanksgiving. No, and those little turkeys are gone.
They are gone. And I want to remind people that Thanksgiving Thursday is also going to be the opening of Celebration in the Oaks. And that is a big deal because it is going back to the driving tour, which was always my favorite. I never liked not that I didn't like it, but I wasn't a huge fan of the walking tour through the city park. The driving tour with a mug of hot chocolate, with your headlights, you know, with just your parking lights on and going through the line. That was such a fun experience for me growing up. And I can't wait to show that to my own kids. And I hope that people do that. And right now for the first 2 weeks, I think you can, you know, it's like $18. You go online, you reserve a time, neworleanscitypark.com. Just click on the Celebration in the Oaks. You get your tickets, you book a time, you get in line, and you go right through the park. There is an option for you to buy a ticket to the little Santa area where you can ride the train. They're doing very limited basis on that because of the COVID restrictions. But you can buy an extra ticket to buy it to get on the train. You know, take a picture standing next to Santa and Mrs. Claus, get some hot chocolate. All of those things will be available, but make sure that you try to give that experience. If you haven't experienced it yourself, go do it. And if you have kids, certainly go do it. I can tell you that is one of my fondest memories of Christmas time growing up, was driving through Christmas in the Oaks. Yes,
it is a really great time. And it'll start, like Jeff said, this week, and it runs until January 1st, 2021.
Those words sound amazing.
What is your favorite Christmas decoration? Your favorite display?
My favorite Christmas display. I mean, you're just talking like, you know, lights.
Yes.
I mean,
well, you know, they have themes when you go through there and in Lafayette and in City Park, they have the different themes. So like right. Your particular one that you love.
I mean, I'm a huge, you remember the Cajun Night Before Christmas?
Yes.
And they've always done the setup of the Cajun Night Before Christmas with the big steep roofs and the Cajun St. Nick and all of that stuff is really probably my favorite. The alligators pulling the sleigh. I love that. The Cajun Night Before Christmas was always one of my favorite stories as a kid. And to see that portrayed in the display is amazing. And of course, who doesn't like to see Mr. Bingle?
That's my favorite, Mr. Bingle. I love Mr. Bingle. I used to get them every year from my mom, and I still have the last one that she got me from the last year that she was here with us. But I love Mr. Bingle. He's my favorite because you remember when we were kids growing up, you go to Maison Blanche and you know, they used to have them all over. Like, you go in the store and it was like a huge, huge display of Mr. Bingle dolls and shirts. And I miss that. I really miss that. It's part of childhood. You look at it, you're like, you go back, you're like, man, but that's something, you know, you always just remember. It's good memory.
That is the best part. If you can just take those things and have the memories, it's one thing I think people forget about these days in this electronic, fast-paced world that we live in. Just go back to some of those good times. And this is the perfect year for it because it's not the blow and go. It is just simply sit back and have a good family holiday season. I can't wait. I'm going to be cranking up the name of the group? Benny Grunch and the Bunch.
I have their Christmas CD,
I'll
actually.
I'll be cranking them up and listening to Santa and our his local reindeer used to live right here.
Our local radio station, Magic 101.9, started their Christmas music. So it's all Christmas music now. Of course, Lifetime and Hallmark have started all their holiday and Christmas movies. And I mean, last night, Elf was on. So I mean, now this is the week. Like, literally, we're 1 month from Christmas Eve. So all the joy of the season, it's such a special time. And it's great, you know, with your family and your kids, get them involved in the traditions that, you know, we grew up with, and you know, they become their traditions and they'll pass on to their kids. But yeah, that's the best part of all of this. I am all about the Christmas music and the movies. And I love, you were talking about hot cocoa. I'm a peppermint mocha girl. So I like peppermint hot chocolate. So when the weather gets a little bit cooler, which actually I think Monday we're supposed to be in the 30s and 40s.
Yeah,
so that'll be a great time to go sit outside, make a fire, watch one of the Christmas movies and make my peppermint mocha, which I will share the recipe with y'all later on this week on Twitter.
I like it a lot.
So as always, we want to thank y'all for joining us on Flourish Truly. I hope everybody has a fabulous week and a happy Thanksgiving. You can find us on Twitter. I am Tina at the Nola Girl, and our official Flourish Truly our official Flourish Truly handle is at Flourish_Truly. And I'm here with Jeff, my awesome co-host. Tell everybody where they can find you on social media, Jeff.
Of course, I'm on the Twitter sphere as the Nola Rola. That's where you'll find me there. And of course, you can find me on Facebook as well, Jeff Momus, MAUMUS. Those are the ways to find me.
And we will see you next week on Flourish Truly, everybody. Have a wonderful, happy Thanksgiving and Saintsgiving.
That's right. Gobble, gobble.
At Acuity Insurance, we believe the things you do for your business are heroic, and you deserve someone equally heroic to protect them. We put our all into covering your business so you can focus on the things you love most. That's the power of heart. Acuity Insurance, wholeheartedly for you. At Acuity Insurance, we believe the things you do for your business every day are nothing short of heroic, and you deserve someone equally heroic to protect them. Like the breaking ground on new construction things, the every box and barcode matters things, and the driving the family business forward things. We put our all into covering your business so you can focus on the things you love most. That's the power of heart. Acuity Insurance, wholeheartedly for you.